prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul. Satan's armies come to
kill. This is war. Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It is 23 January 2024. We're glad you're with us tonight. You can probably tell I'm still fighting back a cough. It's very frustrating, but we're doing the best we can, folks, to carry on. We have to. There's so much stuff happening. Not many of us can afford to take too many days off because there's too many things going on. The world's going insane. Our country is crumbling around us. Our sense of morality is just all but gone. The dedication to moral principles in this nation that once was so strong are all but corroded. The Bible said the foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? Well, I think we're living in that day, okay? Before I forget, we get your guest tonight, by the way, which you're going to really love. His name is Doug Thornton. You enjoy it, Doug. I know you are. Don't forget this coming weekend, if God wills, we're going to have Bible study. Starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us. I truly do. I really mean that, folks. We have this so you can come and join us. Now, lots of y'all watch it, I know, on Rumble, another place online also. The Rumble was broadcasted live when we're doing a Saturday. If you just go to our website, pastorbutch.com, and click on Rumble, we'll be there live. And the quality of the picture is phenomenal with Rumble. It really is. It beats live stream all the pieces. Nonetheless, this Saturday, 10:30 a.m., we'll start off, always, with the first half hour of praise reports and prayer requests. 11:30, 12:30 a week will be Christian Worldview News, and then the Bible study at 1 o'clock. And if y'all wouldn't mind, give me your prayers that I'll get this cough on my system before the Saturday comes so I can at least make a decent presentation of what I'm supposed to do. And don't forget, we're offering the books this month, folks. That's three things that we're offering that are so vitally important. Today's events, to what's happening in the world today, and the deceptions all around us, these three items are vitally important. The number one thing I've been offering is the King James Bible Explained, the 1611 King James Bible, and why that's only the only one that I will use. A 57-page report that tells you why it's the only one to use. Gives you comparisons to the other versions. Also tells you that King James was not a homosexual, as his enemy said he was. He's a very strong Christian individual. All this available for donation, $20 or $25, you can afford it because postage just went up again. And the book, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. It's a little booklet that I think you'll find very interesting. It's $8 delivered. And nobody wants you healthy without Dr. Mark Richards. It helps you understand what's really behind the health industry, including the health insurance companies who also make profit off of you being sick. Now, that's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. available $24.95. All those available. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Order them. Just call Lisa and tell you what you want. Use a credit card, debit card. You also ordered the James Manning water filters. James was on last week. McCann was on with us, and he shared his water filters. Folks will do everything the Berkeys will do and even more. And I've sold Berkeys for years. I'm not belittling Berkey at all. They're a great water filter. The James water filters will replace those in all the stainless steel receptacles that Berkey made. They're about half price or less. And one filter will take the place of about four of what the Berkey would do. They're on sale right now. So you'll call Lisa and ask her what we have on sale. And that includes shipping and everything else. We'll be glad to get you set up to you as soon as possible. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I hope you take advantage of this. Thanks, folks, because we're really trying to get information out to you that's so important. Don't forget, we do offer the Strauss Heart products and the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash and other products here that I think that you would really enjoy if you try them. That's all I can do is offer them. I don't have time to advertise them. I don't only get an hour broadcast three times a week, so I can't go into a lot of details. But I do my best to bring out the information best I can. Now, this next Monday night coming up, I have a guest coming on. I'm not getting a lot of detail. But no matter what's wrong with your body, now I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart, from personal experience. Well, we have a guest coming on, is going to offer you something that may be able to help you no matter what your problem is. It's next Monday night coming up, which will be the 29th, I believe it is. You don't want to miss that program, folks, whatever you do, all right? Now, like I said, our guest tonight is a gentleman that I've learned to, I've got to know quite well and really respect for his stand and for what he has done. He has a radio show called America Vindicta. He's a man that's taken a stand for Christ and for what's right. And do I agree with the thing he says? No, I don't have to, because the man's trying to do what's right. We don't agree on everything. My wife and I don't agree on everything. We're still married at 52 years, so that's not the point, you see, folks. We're fighting on the same team. We're fighting the same enemy. But we have to learn to walk together in Christ and help each other through this thing. And our guest tonight, Doug Thornton, is a man who's been in this battle for a while and trying to tell you what's happening in the world and open people's eyes to the truth. And, Doug, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor.
Well, I'm proud to have you, my friend. Tell the folks, if you don't mind, for new listeners, who you are, where you come from, what you've done for a living, how did you get involved in this and doing your radio show and other things? What happened?
Well, I'm a foreign degenerate, I guess you could say. I did work for the government, so don't hold that against me. I'm a prior Marine Corps infantryman, deployed twice to Iraq. Went back over again as a contractor. Some people say mercenary, we say contractor. I've been in law enforcement ever since I did that. I worked for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department out of Beaumont, Texas for a little bit in the jail that was there. And worked for the Department of Justice, for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and also worked for the Department of Homeland Security as a federal police officer. And the last 4 years spent there, I was on our special operations team. And we traveled all around the country chasing Antifa and stomping them. I have been around the world a few times. I've done a lot of close personal protection for high-ranking people and very rich people, humanitarian missions. In Peru and in Haiti. I've done a little bit of everything, and now I currently do a broadcast also here on GSRadio.net called the American Vindicta Show. You can also find it on YouTube and Rumble. And I preach the Word of God now, unfiltered, unrelenting, not held back. I don't sugarcoat anything, and I take with me what I've been taught and learned in my 15 years of carrying a gun for the government, and that is I am not here to be your friend. I'm here to tell you the truth. And it doesn't mean I'm here to make enemies. It means I'm not here to pat you on the head and tell you're a good little Christian because you read your Bible and sung a hymn today. There's a little bit more to following Christ than that. And especially
Amen.
For us men folk who are, we're just a little bit too distracted to pay attention to what the asking of us. So I am here as your friendly little reminder to crawl out from under the rock that you're hiding under, men, and stand up and become the warrior priest that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, demands and commands that you be. So with every chance I get, I try to remind people of that. Pastors sometimes will rub people wrong. That's fine. They didn't like Christ all the time. They're not going to like me either.
So, I understand that.
You know, like I said, man, I don't get paid to be nice. So I don't have to worry about that. I don't worry about an image. I don't have products to sell. There's no offense to anyone who does. I know plenty of people who do. I am me, and all that is in me is contained in Christ. So I'm trying to, you know, Butch, what I'm trying to do is us younger fellas, us kids, that's what you guys call us, kids, right? Anyone basically 40 and under at this rate.
Yep.
You know, we're the new blood in the church and in America that has to stand up and take a stand eventually for something besides Starbucks and the NFL. We got to recognize our failings and be sure to correct them. And we have to be able to teach that next generation, which is our children, how they're supposed to be raised. They're being raised by godless, heathen, communistic, Satan-loving government and world.
And churches.
And churches. We can't leave those out. And the thing is, many men behind the pulpit are afraid to say what's really in their heart most of the time because the people staring back at them don't want to hear it. And they want to keep that money, and so they don't want to say it.
I agree.
That's just the way it is.
I agree.
Money is the driving effort of men being complacent, being cowardly, and being silent. Same thing in law enforcement. When I was in law enforcement, we turned our head and looked away at a lot of many things. Sometimes we were told to do that. Sometimes we were encouraged to do it if you want to not, you know, have the eye of Sauron blaze upon you. So you kept your head in the sand, and we would just say, you know, man, I'm only 5 to 10 years away from retirement. I'm just going to ignore all this. I'm going to do my own thing because my retirement and my benefits is my driving end goal of my life.
Would you say that fits the Bible's admonition that the love of money, is the root of all evil? And you love God, love mammon more than you love God. That's what it boils down to, doesn't it?
It is. You know what it does? What it does is it puts reins and bits like horses in the mouths of men, and it steers and guides you. You don't want to say the wrong thing because you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to stand up for the right thing because you may be ostracized by the public, by your friends, by the media, by the government. But yet every time you get the chance to do the right thing and you don't do the right thing and you ignore it, it will be counted against
Amen.
You.
Well, I think Christ said that in Matthew 10 very clearly. When we have a chance to do the right thing and don't do it, we deny him before men. He said, if you do that with me, I'll deny before the Father. That's what he said. That scared me.
Yeah. It should. You know why, Butch? Because we have a living fear for a living God. These false idols, these little g gods made of stone and wood and clay, you cannot fall into the hands of the dead gods and really face a wrath. But to be falling negatively in the hands of a living God, nothing could be more terrifying. Many people right now, I think the show is called End Times Production. They're on YouTube. Good guy. He has a good program. And he put a thing on there on his YouTube where it said, yes or no. Do you want the times to end and Jesus to return? Now, of course, every single one of us will jump up and say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. I don't want to see any more evil done in this world, less than the next man. However, 56% of people said that they were ready for the end of times right now, and 40-something percent said that they weren't. What's interesting is who's right and who's wrong. If we're talking about the times are going to be ending soon, who's ready for the Antichrist kingdom? Who's ready for no power? Who's ready right now to not be able to buy, sell, or trade, be ran out of your home, chased by people who are fellow Christians, quote, fellow Christians, them thinking they're doing the right thing for God, like Saul did, right?
Right.
You have to understand, when you ask for these things to happen, certain other elements also occur before Christ's return, like the tribulation, like the beast system, the Antichrist, his armies, all these wars, all the famines, all the plagues. So many things are happening. And the average Christian right now is not ready to get into an argument with his neighbor over the Bible and win the argument.
But well, most of them don't even know the Bible anymore. You know, I've said this many times. The word of God is our weapon. That's the word of God. That's the Bible. And, you know, when I went in training in the military, one of the things they told me how to do, and back then we had M16s. I know it's all different today, but I was just a regular dude. They weren't ARs, they were M16s. And we had to learn how to field strip that thing, clean it. We had to do that over and over and over again. It got monotonous. But if you don't know your weapon, it's useless to you. You can defend nobody with it. You can protect nobody with it. And that's the same way with the Word of God. If you don't know that Word of God, it's no good to you. You're just holding something in your hand that it's a useless nothing because you don't know what to do with it. That's like holding an AR-15. You don't even know how to even slide the bolt back to load the chamber. If you don't know how to do that, all you got is a piece of metal in your hand, a piece of plastic. It's no good to anybody. Is that a fair statement?
Well, you know, yeah it is. And the word that we're looking for here is discipline.
Yes, there you go.
I understand what the Pentagon was and is and has devolved itself into since I went into the Marine Corps. Fully am aware. However, I would never take back the training and discipline and tenacity that the Marine Corps built into me, because my mind is now rewired in a way that can never be unwired, and I'm a completely different creature because I went to the Marine Corps and I was fully committed to it. Many Marines will tell you that. Many soldiers will tell you that. Many sailors and many airmen will tell you that. However, when you fully commit to Christ and you are disciplined, you now will become a new creature. You will think differently. You will talk differently. You will walk differently. You will understand the authority of which you speak at. Learning scripture, reading your Bible, actually turning off all the electronics at least once a day and getting close to the Lord and speaking to God. And it's not a mystery. You don't have to do all these rituals and Hail Marys and Our Fathers and put on this and take off that and light incense. You don't have to do any of that. Just get in your quiet place and talk to the Lord.
Amen.
As my children are so innocent to talk to me, Daddy, this is what's happening. I need your help. Can you explain this to me? I do the same thing. Father, this is what's going on. These are my woes. These are my burdens. I backslid today. Why do I keep thinking negative thoughts? Why am I getting into an argument with my wife, with my husband, with my children, with my siblings? Why are these things happening? How can I help to spread the gospel more? How can I get closer to you? Lord, everything's falling apart. Just command my body to worship you.
Amen.
I want nothing else.
And renew my mind. And renew my mind in the Word of God. To take out the old thoughts, the old man, put the new man. That's a continual battle for me, Brother Doug, killing, crucifying the old man. But I do want to get into a couple of topics tonight that's so important, I think, today. And we see everything we're watching today is the chaos around the world, but here in America. But I want to discuss something, and that's surely a big topic now. And I want you, from your insight, you probably understand better than what I do, why are we forced into allowing ourselves to be invaded across the border with millions of illegals, and a lot of them are terrorists, a lot of them are different nationalities, even Chinese and other people coming in. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had 6.2 million illegals come across country. 6.2 million come in this country. Why are the states tolerating that?
Well, I would gladly like to update your numbers.
Please do.
Here's the numbers, speaking strictly for Texas. It is estimated that the state of Texas gets 10,000, that's a one and a zero and three other zeros, 10,000 illegal immigrants a day. That means we get 300,000 a month.
A month, yes.
That means Texas alone, these 3,600,000 illegal immigrants a year. If you took all four border states, and if you said California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas all get 3.6 million a year, that means we get 14.4 million immigrants a year from the southern states alone, illegal. And in four years, if you multiply 14.4 by four, which is a simple presidency, a term for president, that equals to 57.6 million people in 4 years.
Now let that sink in. And Doug, they're not all from the southern states, are they?
No. I mean, many of them are coming into the harbors. That's very, very rarely talked about. Many of them are coming in from, they'll go to Mexico City, which has a direct flight to Canada. And then from there, they drop in from the northern border, which is nowhere near as observed as the southern border. And in the southern border, we have more people from all other nationalities than we do in the northern border. The northern border has a lot of people of Arabic descent for whatever reason. Now, there's a very large Arabic population, Muslim population, that's in Canada. And a lot of the terrorism, a lot of the violence that's coming into Canada is coming from that population, too. Not saying the entire population, but it's one of the higher growing percentages, just like in Scandinavia. So when you have what is called immigration as a weapon, I want to read a definition to you. Refugees as a weapon, okay? This is from MIT. They define refugees as a weapon, as a term used to describe a hostile government's organizing or threatening to organize a sudden influx of refugees into another country or political entity with the intent of causing political disturbances in that entity. Now, Mexico wants us to take 10 million people and nationalize them.
Yes.
Give them all citizenship. That would immediately sway any presidential vote. Right?
Yep.
You got to understand that where these people are coming from, they don't think like us. They don't act like us a lot of times. They don't think like us politically or historically. And it used to be you actually had to think like us. You had to know our history, and you had to be some sort of a value to the United States in order to be here.
That's very true.
But because of this loophole that the Biden administration has caused, now it's just a free-for-all. And who comes in through the free-for-all? Everybody, to include biological agents, to include terrorism, criminal enterprises. Well, we have it all, right? And the real blame is Congress. The second blame are the governors. And then from there, you have the Supreme Court, who now is aligning with the Biden administration. So, Butch, what are they getting ready for?
That's a very good question. And this is an invasion. This is not at all immigration in the right sense of the word. It's an invasion. I just ran an article here sent to me. A migrant crossing the border in Arizona made an ominous threat, saying, "Soon, you're going to know who I am." Now, this is scary because they come across the border from sometimes only God knows where. But this guy came across the border and said, he was asked a question. He said, "You find out who I am very soon, simply because I asked him where he was from. These are the people that we are letting in." A second male migrant traveling to the same group responded to a question about his country of origin with an ominous message. "If you are smart enough, you will know who I am," the migrant began. "But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon," he continued, "you're going to know who I am." The migrant then walked away. Now, there's something going on here. These people were not from Mexico, the Middle East, I would say, somewhere. But we do know they come across, Chinese coming across by the thousands, fighting man age, single men, no families. They're coming across by the thousands. And we know also, Doug, I've known this at least 25 years, they've been putting cells of people in this country from different nations to make the move when the time is right, to take down our infrastructure and destroy some inside out. Now, you can't tell me that our administration in office today do not know this. Of course they know this. And I have to thank God for God help me about that to believe this. Obviously some of the governors do too, but they're not doing anything about it. I can't speak for all of them, of course, but I do know that the current administration knows what they're doing. They're undermining us for a lot of reasons. They want America brought to her knees, and brother, they're doing it every day, a little bit at a time. They're taking us down, another notch every day, are they not?
Yeah, we are. And you know, when you ask yourself, why is this happening at the rate that it's happening? Why are we being told there's going to be a black swan event? Why is the Middle East war starting back up again? Why are we trying to take a fight with Russia? Why is our economy about to tank? Why does it look like there's about to be some sort of a forced civil war?
Yes, yes. Now that's a key word.
Why do they want forced. To... Yeah, why do they want us to take the mark of the beast, the digital currency that's coming? Well, it's because it's all prophesied.
Hang on through the break, folks. He says he made a statement there you better listen to. It is prophesied. Back at the break with your phone call next half hour, as always, folks. 844-769-2944. Seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're talking to Doug Thornton of America Vindicta. And, Doug, how can people contact you?
Well, you can always email us at AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. And if you ever want to take any type of firearms training, we do provide firearms training. We actually have a mobile shoot house that we've created, and we do a lot of use of force and scenario-based training, so it's not a flat range shooting at paper targets. We actually use actors, role players, and simulation guns. And you can find that at www.vindictasolutions.com and contact us through there as well.
Wow, that's interesting. And do you just do that on location, or can you move that building around?
Mobile. We put it on a trailer, a flatbed trailer, and we go where we're needed. Currently, we have training going on in February and in March. That's going to be at Ready Made Resources in Tellico Plains, Tennessee.
Yes.
February is going to be a 2-day course. March is going to be a 4-day course.
And how many people generally attend those?
Oh, not much. You know, I mean, we've had between 10 and 15, pretty much every class. It's not in people's prerogative to train. The very few people, especially you men folk out there, very few of you ever shoot your guns, very few of you ever challenge yourselves, and yet many of you think you're ready for the Russians and the Chinese to get over here. Most of you ain't ready to get into a fist fight with your neighbor. Well, what I do is I teach people my years of combat experience and law enforcement experience, and I throw it all into one type of course for civilians. And we've had law enforcement officers come out. We've had Marine Corps veterans come out. Absolutely love it. What we do is we put you in a scenario where, you have to solve this problem, this human problem. You have to talk to somebody. And we show you how to talk to people correctly with a gun in your hand, how to disarm people, how to put them in positions of disadvantage, putting yourself in a position of dominance. We teach you how to work in teams. We do a lot of teamwork. We teach you the basics of weapon manipulation. We do daytime and nighttime in all of our training and CQB, post-quarters battle. That's our bread and butter, so that's what we teach.
Wow, wow. But, you know, Doug, I'm a Christian. I don't need a gun. You ever heard that?
Have fun.
That's way out. Yeah, exactly. I agree. But you made a mention. You made a mention right before you went on break. I want to cover one thing. I want to cover two things here. First, the immigration situation, folks, is an intentional invasion to take this country further down to her knees, and it's working very, very, very well. The crime rate has risen in cities where these people are going into by the tens of thousands. The crime rate's risen, and very little has been done about it. So you can adjust yourself to the fact it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, not better. And no politician is going to save us from this, folks. Don't think and save us now will be Jesus Christ, and only when we repent before him to have that happen. And the nation is not ready for that. It's not going to do it. So Doug said it's been prophesied that this is going to happen in America. I totally agree. Doug, what do you want to say more about that?
Oh, Ezekiel 38:11. For one thing, know your Bible. That way you can use the Bible intelligently instead of just quoting it to try and sound cool in front of your peers. Ezekiel 38:11. I will invade a land of unwalled villages.
There you go.
I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people.
There you go.
All of them living without walls and without gates, without bars.
And there, folks, that is not Israel. That is not Israel. Go ahead.
There's plenty of verses that you can find on invasions. There's over, if I'm correct, there's over 46 verses alone on invasions that the Bible talks about. Exodus 12:25, when you enter the land which the Lord will give you, he has promised you shall observe this rite, right? So God talks about his people invading into a land and also the enemy invading into his land.
Yes.
And don't
yes.
think what is going on in Israel can't also be your respective country as well. That's why there's been so many prophets. There's been so many men of God from the Old Testament to today who continuously come out and they warn people. They warn people, get ready. Turn away from sin. Be not deceived. There will be wars. There will be rumors of wars. But the end has not come. Christ said that. The end has not come. So what does that mean? That means our job as Christians on this earth, as husbands, as wives, as sons and daughters, fathers, mothers, your job's not done either. You are still to preach the gospel.
Amen.
You are still to help the needy, the sick. Didn't Jesus say that's your religion? Your religion is to help those people who actually need help, not to walk around and say, you know, my church is better than your church. We are all in fault.
And we're all accountable. We're all accountable.
Absolutely. So when we
That's
talk
one
about
thing people appreciate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When we talk about immigration, the problem's not going to get fixed. Bush didn't fix it. Obama didn't fix it. Trump didn't fix it. Biden didn't fix it, refuses to fix it. So if Trump gets in again, do you think we're not going to see the same thing? The Supreme Court's going to stand up to him. Congress is going to stand up to him. You're going to have Democrats from other states that are going to stand up to him. Everything's going to get tied up in the courts, and Trump's just going to sit there and go, well, you know, maybe when the judges who all hate me decide to finally do something, then we can rebuild the wall. How about we just have an executive order, a national security crisis is declared, and we just build the wall? and we just tell anybody who disagrees, I dare you to stop us. Kind of like how Texas is doing currently to the federal government, and the federal government is suing Texas, and the Supreme Court sided with Biden. So that should all kind of be like a wink, wink, head nod to all you guys of where the Supreme Court is at. If we don't just do what is needed for the people, for the safety and security of our nation, as the Constitution bounds us to be and to do, then we are enemies of the state because we're allowing the state to be dissolved, and we're not enforcing our own laws, and we're accepting bribes of all different sorts from lobbyists. Now, who does it really benefit to have a weakened America? The world. It benefits the world. For whatever reason, no matter what you think about America, the hammer of earth, the new Babylon, I don't care. The communist countries fear America. They fear Americans. They know what we're capable of when we get mad enough to come out and to do what needs to be done. We've proven it through multiple world wars. We've proven it everywhere we've gone. Now, some of our wars have been very ugly and don't look like victories, but it doesn't mean that the military-industrial complex is not a threat to all these other nations. They don't want that. They want a weakened America. That's why they're buying us off one farm at a time. You know, China now owns more farmland in America than Americans do.
That's true. That's very true.
Hey, we have lost control of the steering wheel of a runaway car that is America, and we're going down a mountain pass, a switchback mountain pass. Eventually, we're just going to crash. And everyone can foresee this happening. So, you know, we tell people, you know, it's time to get ready. They're saying a black swan event's going to happen, guys. They're giving you all these movies that are talking about civil war, World War III, grid down.
And by the way, we have Trump, Biden telling us again, you can't win the war without M16s. I mean, he's like spitting in the face of those who are trying to stand against him. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are the same people who want to take your guns. No constitutional rights. They want to take your constitutional rights. They want to take away your money. They want you to. I read a thing earlier today, despicable. People in New York City, the millennials in New York City, are living in 60 to 70 square foot apartments.
That's true.
My little bedroom office is a 10 by 10. That's 100 square foot for all of you who don't know your math very well. If I divided this in half, that's what these people are living in, and they're paying $2,000 a month for it. But the illegals coming across the country, of which are not getting background checks, you have no idea who these people are. And as someone who has worked on the border for many years, I know what those people are. They're going to go to Maine, and they're going to be given free rent for 2 years.
Free housing. Brand new housing.
What else comes with this? Well, let me go ahead and tell you, your college education and schooling is going to come for free. Your food's going to come for free. You're going to get a monthly stipend called SSI. SSI. Hello, people older than 60. What is SSI? That's your Social Security benefits, right? So your taxes are paying for these people who came here illegally. They're criminals. They broke the law, and they're going to get the golden ticket for Willy Wonka's factory, and you are going to float the bill for it.
You get the shaft.
Eventually, people are going to say no, and they're going to do something about it. And this is where I say that's what the government wants. They want vigilantism. They want chaos so they can get their, quote, order out of it.
Well, I know you read Dimitri Duma's prophecies about America and what would happen to her in the last day she was around. Civil wars would break out in the middle of the country, go from there. And I'll make this comment, then we'll get to phone lines. why aren't the governors, especially we'll say Governor Abbott of Texas. Texas was a Lone Star Republican. It was going up, and I hear this Texas independence start back, I know back in at least the 90s, I think, 95, 96, started talking about Texas independence, but nothing's ever come of it. With all this override of the overreach of the federal government and letting these people actually invade your state, I'm talking about Texas now, why is the state not saying no? And I mean, heck no. Why are they not standing up and saying, we're not going to tolerate this. If we have to, we'll use force of arms. I mean, what do you have to lose? They're losing anyway.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this. If we decided that it was more important to grab arms and to take our country back than it was for us to get on our knees and pray that the Lord's will be done, we will be in error, even if we think it's patriotic or not. And many of you out there are cussing me like a sailor, saying Doug's a coward, he doesn't believe in this. Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you have to take your pride and your ego and what you think you can do for this country and set that to the side and put it at the foot of the cross. Why are we not doing that? Why isn't every church, every Wednesday and Sunday, getting on their knees together and praying in accordance with each other?
The answer may be, arm yourselves. It had been before. It could be again. The answer may be we have to take a stand, period. I pray about all these things, a prayer without action is really dead. I mean, faith without works is dead. So when I say you pray, we repent, we seek God's face and ask his direction, and I don't know the answer in my heart yet. I'm not perfect by any means. But I'm talking about defending our families, grandchildren.
You should always be ready at any moment's notice to defend your family to the death.
Yes.
That's with guns. That's with your hands. That's by gun, by sword, by bare hands, by your teeth if you have to. But the hubris in this is when we think outside of our own tribe, outside of our own tent, and we think we can take back this country. Yeah? Did it work at January 6th? That's what they want. Be smarter than this church. They want to kick the hornet's nest to see how many of us are willing to come out. That does not make us weak. It does not make us strong if we don't come out or if we do come out. It's a tactical judgment call.
It is. That's the point. That's the whole point. And each individual got to make it up in his own mind, folks, on that. Each individual. I carry a gun with me everywhere I go in public, and that's my decision. I can't make a few, but I make for myself because that's what I know in my heart I need to do. So make the pray for a decision before. Don't just react. Respond after prayer. Make a decision. When you know it's right, then move on it. Let's take a phone call. Let's go talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Doug. Doug, I've talked to you a few times when you've been on this show. I'm the one that was with the 82nd Airborne, and I had some stands up for the babies on the street here in Arizona. And, yes. Here in Arizona, where I live at, we're only about 18 miles from the Mexican border, And I see these immigrants just about every day. And the way they stand out, they'll have a sign saying "Help me" or whatever it is, but they all got a phone in their hand. I can't even afford the big kind of phones that they get free from the government.
Yes.
Now that's a fact. Now I was just I like to take notes sometimes when I listen to the show, but I was just thinking about. We were supposed to stand on God's word. We were supposed to stand on Scripture. Okay, when people turn from the truth of Scripture, even common sense becomes uncommon. Okay, therefore, I believe that common sense left this nation quite some time ago for the majority of the people who live here. I mean, if you're a man and you don't know, if you're a man and you don't know that you're a man, or if you're a woman and you don't know you're a woman, I mean, you got big problems with a nation that accepts that.
Amen.
I mean, I mean, it's bad enough for the person who goes through this, but you're going to teach them that that's okay.
And but they not only accept it, they promote it. They promote it.
Well, right. I mean, so these people that do this, they are the ones who are not okay. I mean, just quickly here, I want to say this. Most people, and I believe this goes along with Christians too, so you don't have to bow down and worship Buddha or worship Baal. The only thing you got to do is turn from God's word and bow down to your own opinion.
Amen.
Now, your own opinion, will say, well, this is right and this is wrong. But I'm going to tell you what, you better check out what's right and what's wrong, with God's word. And if it does not align with God's word, then you better let that opinion go. And certainly do not share that with others.
Okay.
Doug, I thank you very much for the boldness to which you preach the gospel. And if you would be so kind to give Butch a call maybe sometime tomorrow, if you could give me a call, Gary Roby, right here next to your state in Arizona, and I would like to talk to you for a little while, if possible. So God bless you both, and you both.
By the way, before you hang up there real quickly, give your phone number to Todd there, Gary. Give your phone number to Todd, okay? And let him get it for you, and he'll give it to make sure I have it, and I'll have it tomorrow, and I'll pass it on to Doug. I'll just pass it on to Doug. Give it to Gary. I mean, give it to Todd, and I'll pass it on to Doug. And thanks, Carl. Appreciate it very much. Thank you a bunch.
Yeah, okay. Well, God bless you both.
All right. Let's go next to
God bless you, brother.
Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, thanks so much for this tonight. This is so important to where the times that we're living in. Where are the men taking a stand? This is so well said. It's not about what's going on in our country with our politicians. Oh, I'm going to elect him. He's going to say, no, nobody's coming for you if we go down in World War III or we have a nuke attack, the internet goes down. What are you going to do when we have no food, the grocery store shelves are empty, the government's not going to come and save you? You've got to get out there and get with people and groups and get educated, what Doug is saying tonight, and get an education, scriptures, in the scriptures of the Bible. The other two, 3 nights ago, Butch, I had a dream that I had helicopters, dozens of them, flying around my neighborhood, and all the people were running out of their houses. It was over. There was nothing anymore. I stood there, and I tried to run down my basement in my house in the dream that I had. But I woke up, and I said, something's going down. Something is going down. God or an angel spoke to me that night. This is real. This is real, Doug. We're in some times because if we don't educate anybody, it's going to be like everybody's going to run to you that is prepared, like you're the lifeboat on the Titanic. Butch, do you see what I'm saying here?
Oh, yeah, I sure
do. Because it'll be too late.
Yep, I agree. They'll be knocking on the door of the ark. Yep, I understand.
Woe to you who's the man with all the answers when everyone is freaking out.
That's it.
Because if anything bad happens that you suggest, who do they come to blame? I mean, that's historical, yeah. Proverbs 13:3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. There's going to be many people, and to include our politicians, who think they know the best way. But when this country comes completely undone, these politicians who have allowed the horrific nature of violence that's happened in this country, do they not understand who they live around? The people that are under that violence, they will be victims of their own policies, the hubris of people. But that's pride. Pride goes before the fall.
That's what it is. And good call, Chris. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. I mean,
thank you. God bless you, Doug.
Thanks for the call. And folks, I wish I had all the answers for you. I do. I really wish, and I know Doug does too. I cannot answer your personal situations. I'm not living them. faith in Christ alone will sustain any of us and all of us. Nothing else will work. I would defend myself and my family, and if I would feel my spirit is time to go to the border, if one of the states take a stand, I feel my spirit's time to do that, I would go there also. But prepare yourself spiritually before anything else, because all hell is going to break loose. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
If we read our Bible, it tells us what to do. It tells us to call on God to hurry, to shorten time and to hurry before the
Yes, and prepare yourself to survive till he does, spiritually, mentally, physically. We're to take care of ourselves and our family. You know, the Bible says that anyone that won't provide for his own household has denied the faith
our
and
family.
Is worse than infidel. You know? That's Bible.
To remember our family is our Christian family.
That's true.
We all have relatives who say they are Christians who aren't. We all
That's
know who
true.
They are. God is the final judge. And whatever he tells us to do is what we do.
That should be our desire, and to have our minds and hearts open in his direction. But, you know, Doug, you made a point there, and I want you to comment on this. Sometimes his directions go against our will, don't they? You there, Doug?
You know, I have found, I've found in my life that I always thought I had all the answers. And I thought that my great strength could overcome many things. But what you find in the fallible nature of man, that the flesh is weak. No one is righteous, no, not one. And that you lean not upon your own understanding. So when we have family members that we preach to, that we try to reach out to, we try to show tender love and mercy and kindness as the Lord does to us, sometimes we're rejected. And you have to, as a Christian, yes, you have the warrior mindset. And I preach of the warrior mindset to men all the time. But understand this. We are more than conquerors. We are more than just defenders.
By the way, I want to say what would...
Like Christ.
I'm down by 45 seconds. Jan, thanks for the call. Doug, go ahead and finish up.
Abraham interceded for Sodom. Intercede for your neighbors.
Amen.
Intercede for all those around you, even those that you think are fallen in nature. Pray for them. Pray for
Thank
people.
You, Doug Thornton.
Pray for this nation.
Thank you, Doug Thornton. Thank you, my friend. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night. May God bless y'all. Please, please seek Christ's face and then do what's right. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.